We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big issues, big guest. Good Tuesday. It is always tremendous. We can reach out and get Howard Kurtz of Fox News Channel, particularly to break down all the stuff with the media, Trump, Kim Jong-un. Howard, of course, you see him on Sunday mornings, is with us on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline, and he's the author of the very popular Media Madness. Howard, what chapter would this be in Media Madness with Trump, a dictator, and God knows, condos on the beaches?
Chapter 100, a lot has happened since the book came out, but by the way, it's still selling, and some of the themes about Trump's foreign policy and the way the media covered them very much resonating, at least in my mind, as we've watched the events at the G7 and now in Singapore.
They are in my mind, and I may be mangling that Zelina Zito quote, "Don't take him literally, but take him seriously," and I think you fleshed that out in a much longer version in your book.
You know, there is a sort of a knee-jerk reaction the press often has to President Trump because he has, let's shall we say, a unique negotiating style. You know, the whole, I mean, some people are just sort of, in the media, just sort of jumping off buildings because he got into a spat with Justin Trudeau. You know, maybe he's can be a bull in a china shop at times. But on the other hand, the fact that he got this meeting with Kim and pulled it off, and there were all kinds of unanswered questions, and I don't want to minimize that, shows you that this is a guy who doesn't feel trapped by the conventional wisdom and diplomatic handcuffs of the past.
Yes, that's exactly right, and that is a very freeing thing. I mean, I think any good politician, Howard, candidate, has to be pretty nimble. Some that come to mind, JFK, the press conference, Bill Clinton, incredibly, back in the day, swift on his feet. Others who are not, they're the ones that suffer. Some of them are just not quick thinkers. Some of them, though, are bound that they're looking to hear what the play is if they're a Republican or Democrat. Trump is kind of gone with his gut in these things.
Yeah, that's sort of his style. You know, he took a lot of heat from the media, Dom, when he told reporters a few days before going to Singapore, you know, I don't need to prepare that much. It's about attitude. It's about sizing someone up. And certainly, you know, he's never going to be a president who masters every last detail of the policy papers. Presidents do hire people to do that for them. And it's perfectly fine to criticize what happened in the sense that, you know, while I think most Americans would agree it's better to be talking to North Korea than exchanging nuclear threats, you know, there wasn't a lot of specifics in this statement that was put out. And the North Koreans have lied before with other administrations, and maybe this will all end up going nowhere, but it is a first step, and I think the president was successful at lowering expectations before the meeting, but not saying it would be anything other than a first step.
Yeah, absolutely right. And again, I'm buying in, Howard, to the notion, somebody on Fox said it, that Kim Jong-un may not be a Marxist in the sense that this is a guiding philosophy, as much as it's something he inherited and something that's helpful in keeping his people down to be repressive. And he might be softened up by Western ways, material comforts. This guy looks like a pretty comfortable guy and might like that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, look, one of the jarring things about seeing this meeting, and this came up in a couple of the interviews the president did with George Stephanopoulos and with Sean Hannity and at the news conference, which was 4 a.m, and I confess I didn't stay up for it, but I've since read the transcript, is, you know, to see an American president meeting with a guy who is, by every account, a brutal dictator, who kills people, who has, you know, imprisoned dissidents. I mean, not exactly a respecter of human rights, but so I heard this again and again on MSNBC. How can he even meet with Kim? He's given Kim a huge propaganda victory. The guy's a terrible guy. Okay, but over many decades, American presidents met with leaders of the Soviet Union and China. And, of course, Barack Obama negotiated a deal with Iran, which sponsors terrorism. You know, there are a lot of bad actors in the world, and if we want to get a nuclear deal, you've got to deal with them, and nor can you instantly force them to reform the way they run their countries.
Yeah, exactly, and I would say that you mentioned it in there, Howard. The line to me is this. President of the United States should not meet with petty dictators, but this guy, because of the nuclear age, he's not the Soviet Union, but he has the capability to launch something or have something pointed toward us forever that we're not going to live with. That's what makes it different.
You know what was really fascinating to me was came up in the part of the clips of the Hannity interview that had been released, the thing is airing tonight on Fox, where Sean asked him about that period of time when he was taunting Little Rocket Man and I have a big nuclear button and all of that. And, of course, he was just completely pulverized by the media for doing that, and, frankly, it made me uncomfortable as well. The president said, I think that rhetoric is why I got this meeting. I didn't like doing it. I felt foolish at times, but I felt like I had to do it. So it seems to me that if though, you know, again, you know, we will see what happens and if this is a first step or if it leads nowhere. But if the press is going to absolutely hammer President Trump when he was using the really tough talk against Kim, then I think you can't then turn around and say, but it's horrible that he met with him. He never should have had this meeting, and he should have been better prepared and all of that. I mean, there is a level for some in the media, not all, who for which, no matter what he does, they're going to shoot at it.
I'm beginning to believe Hollywood types like De Niro are on the payroll of President Trump. He's born under a lucky star. Your assessment, I think this shows up in campaign ads to see people coming to their feet. If De Niro said it once the other night, there was, you know, excitement, but the second time he said it, there was that roar in the crowd there. And I think this stuff just, they don't get it. This is not the way to defeat President Trump.
I'm even hearing from people who do not like President Trump
that
that was a really dumb thing for Robert De Niro to do. It was offensive, not just to the 45% of the country that now supports the president. He's coming up in the latest polls. But for people who just don't think you should go onto national television and curse out the president of the United States, yes, I know CBS bleeped it, but everybody who wants to can hear it online. It actually helps Trump because it makes the opposition look unhinged. And I know it's become a kind of a thing at these award shows to take swipes at Trump. Sometimes it's done comedically. You can debate that. But that kind of like dropping the F-bombs, I just thought was horrible.
Absolutely. What's on your radar screen for this Sunday? You're going to be breaking down the Korean thing, or is there something else?
Oh, let's see. Korea, G7, immigration at the border, the way the president deals with the press, the way he pushed back on some of the questioning. And it's only Tuesday. I tear up the show every week now because this president makes so much news. And, you know, we try to be fair and have different voices, but pro and con. And so we're going to have a lot to deal with. As we did on Sunday, we had record-breaking ratings dealing with the run-up to the Singapore summit. And, of course, we're now at war with Canada, so that's everybody wants
to
turn out.
Parting question for Howard Kurtz. Why give the interview to Stephanopoulos? What's your hunch about that? Hannity, of course, a given.
Yeah.
Why the first Sunday sit-down with Stephanopoulos?
I was a little surprised. The White House does seem to be making available to some top cabinet people to George, who, of course, worked in the Clinton White House. I think Trump despises NBC, so that's not going to happen. He's talking, you know, he always curses out Chuck Todd, so that's not going to happen. CBS, I know he likes John Dickerson, but he's no longer doing the Sunday show.
Right.
I think Stephanopoulos, to his credit, has managed to convince the White House that he'll give the president a fair shake. It's the first interview he's done with a broadcast network since Lester Holt more than a year ago when he made that news about Comey. So I was surprised as well.
I predict news out of that, too, wouldn't you? I mean, when he gets in the ring with a guy like this, he says stuff.
Well, he says stuff no matter who he's talking to. He made a lot of news with me when I interviewed him during the campaign. I'm not on the list yet. He's still just talking to Hannity. But I like when this president does interviews. And I think also it's good for him to do interviews with more than just Fox News. I think he handles himself well. He can take the tough questioning. He proved that during the campaign. But, you know, he's got to think about the fake news, and so he's going to pick his spots. But he does talk to reporters almost every day.
Oh,
people lose sight of that sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be watching Sunday morning and media madness still out there. Howard Kurtz. Howard, thank you very, very much.
Great to talk.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.